And we're holding on Lamed Beis, Omud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hayu Mahalchin Baderech. A bunch of people were walking on the road, and actually we're going to be discussing six people. Tosfos, in fact, has the Girsa Shisha Shayu Mahalchin Baderech. Anyway, there were a bunch of people walking. Ve'echad ba'kenegdan, another person is walking in their direction, and he's still at a distance, so they don't know who he is. Omar Echad Mehen, so one of the six people, Reuven, says, we learned this the other day, I am a nozer that this is Ploini. In other words, I am so certain that that is Moshe coming opposite us, that coming in our direction, that if it turns out that it is, I will be a nozer. And Shimon says, I'll be a nozer that this is not Ploini. That's how certain I am. A third one says, Levi says, I'll be a nozer if one of you is a nozer. And on the face of it, one way or the other, one of them has to be, because either the guy is Moshe or he's not. The fourth one, Yehuda says, nozer, that one of you is not a nozer, which again, the same thing. One of them on the face of it is a nozer, the other one is not. The fifth one says Shashnechem Mizirim. The fifth one says that I'm making a neder of Mizirus if both of you are Mizirim. Now again, what do you mean both of them? It's either Reuven or Shimon is either Reuven Snai or Shimon Snai is gonna come true, is gonna turn out to be the case, not both of them. Anyway, though, the point is that he's thinking that nevertheless, he's saying that each of you accepted Nazirus in a way that you think is true. So I think that Nazirus is actually chal on both of you. So he doesn't mean, in other words, I think that that's both Moshe and not Moshe. Of course not. What he means is, in other words, looking at the way you guys have taken on Nazirus, where it sounds like each of you is very certain of yourselves and therefore taken on Nazirus, then I'm going to say that it sounds like both of you have accepted Nazirus. And if that's the case, then I'm accepting Nazirus too. And the last one says, that's it. So we have one said that it is Ploini, one said it's not Ploini, one says that one of you is a Nazir, that one of you is not a Nazir, Shashnechem Nazirim, that both of you are Nazirim, and Shekulchem Nazirim, and the last one says, the last one of the six says, I'm a Nazir, that all of you are Nazirim. Again, the same idea. In other words, he's saying that I think the way you guys have said it with such a certainty, I think no matter what happens, whether it turns out to be Moshe or not, all of you are going to end up being Nazirim. And if that's the case, then I'm going to join and I'm going to be the sixth Nazir. So now what happens? Beis Shammai, we call him Nazirim. Beis Shammai says, like the Svara of those last two people, yes, all of them are Nazirim. Of course, there are things here that contradict each other. Nonetheless, Beis Shammai, just like we learned in the Perek, that's why we began the Perek with the concept of Hekdesh Tos, the same way Beis Shammai holds that there was such a thing as Nazirus Tos, and it's still Nazirus. So even though it was based on a mistake, then nevertheless, they're accepting the zeros on themselves. He's saying this is Moshe, this isn't Moshe, etc., because he believes that that's what the case, like we had at the beginning of the parak about the black ox, where the guy is under the impression that the black ox went out first and really it wasn't. But nonetheless, all of them are still Nazir, because they all meant to accept Nazirus regardless.
Even though the first guy said,
I'm a Nazir, that this is Ploini, that this isn't Ploini, etc., etc. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai assumes that they meant to accept Nazirus no matter what, even if they're making a mistake.
They didn't have to say it, but the fact that they said Nazirus,
Beis Shammai holds that would be an example of Nazirus Patos. And the same way as they hold Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh, the same way Nazirus Tos is Nazirus. Whatever, Moshe?
You were saying that Beis Shammai accepts that regardless of the Tnai. Where does he take it from? I mean,
that's what we learned earlier in the parak. We said that they learn by Hekdesh, that the same way as Tmura can happen at the beginning, can happen Batos, the same way Hekdesh, and Nazirus is a neder of a type of Hekdesh, and Basilo disagrees with that.
It's like Hekdesh. I mean, in other words.
Well, ultimately, you're carbonus as a result of the Nazirus. But yeah, so they hold the same way as Hekdesh Tos, the same way they hold Nazirus Tos. is a vowel of Naziris, yeah. Vesilo says only the ones on Nazirim, only the ones whose words were not fulfilled. Now the Gemara is going to ask on that, what do you mean? If their words weren't fulfilled, why should they be a Nazir? It almost sounds like, in other words, the first one, Reuven said, I'm a Nazir, that if this is Moshe, and it turns out it's not Moshe, then he'd be a Nazir. What's the logic? So we'll see in the Gemara what the Mishnah actually means by that.
Okay.
No, because Vesilo doesn't hold him in Nazirus Toros. Just the opposite. So Beis Hillel is going to say only some of them are Nazirim. On the face of it, Beis Hillel, on the face of it, according to Beis Hillel. So leaving aside the wording of the Mishnah, which is a little strange, and the Gemara is going to correct it, what it means is, according to Beis Hillel, if the guy who's coming to them is Moshe, then Reuven is going to be a Nazir, because he said, I'll be a Nazir if this is Moshe. Shimon not, because he said, I'll be a Nazir if this is not Moshe. Levi will be a Nazir, because he says, I'm a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir, and he is, Reuven is. Yehuda will also be, because he says that one of you is not a Nazir, and fine, Shimon is not a Nazir so far. The fifth one said, Sheshneichem Nazirim, I believe that both of you are Nazirim. That's not going to be the case, so the fifth one won't be a Nazir. And the sixth one, Shekolchem Nazirim, also not. So according to Beis Hillel, it'll come out, apparently, that only the first, the third, and the fourth are going to be Nazirim. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah. What if this guy who was coming in the distance turned around and went away, so they never find out who he was after all? So now, was there Nazirus or not? So Einay Nazir, so not one of them is a Nazir, according to Beis Hillel, what that is. Tosfos, by the way, uses the expression that neither one of the first two is a Nazir. Because we don't know which one's words were fulfilled. The Mishnah Lamelech, actually discussing this, says that where the correct Girsa and Tosfos should be, and the Rosh says similarly, that it means that none of the six of them are going to be Nazirim, because what's the logic? If neither of the first two are Nazirim, then none of the other four are going to be either, so why is Tosfos focusing on the first two? So he says the correct Girsa is that not one of them is going to be a Nazir. Anyway, that's a point of the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon, who, as we learned in the Masechta before, holds Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmer. He holds that when you have a Suffolk, whether that if a person has a Suffolk, whether he took on Nazirus or not, then you have to be Machmer on it. And even though, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, a Nazirus Misuffolk is in a way worse than Nazirus not Misuffolk, because you can't bring your Chatas, you can't shave if you're a man, because then you'd be shaving your payas. So nevertheless, Reb Shimon holds that a person can put himself in that kind of suffix. We had earlier in the Masechta, we're going to have quoted in the Gemara again, the case of where he says, I'll be a Nazir if this pile contains 100 quart of grain. So Reb Shimon says, given that there is suffix Nazirus over here, and you have to be Machmer, but again, you don't want the person to be stuck. How is he going to bring his korbanos, and how is he going to shave? So Yoimar, sort of Shimon says that each one of them should say, if things were like I said, then I'll be a Nazir because of the obligation, because of what I said. And if not, then I'll be a Nazir by Nedava, but voluntarily, and that way everything works out in the end. So that way the problem is solved. Exactly. So the Gemara says, in the expression of Beis Hillel, you're saying, "Ein nazir ela misha loy niskay mudvarav." What do you mean, misha loy niskay mudvarav? Am I having nazir? If the guy's words weren't fulfilled, why is he a nazir? Amar Rav Yehuda Ema. So Rav Yehuda says, you're right. You have to correct the wording and say, "Misha niskay mudvarav," the ones whose words were fulfilled. So the Tana got the word mixed up. Abaya Amar. Abaya gives a different explanation. To go into Omar, we're talking about where the first one says, where Reuven says, "E nami lav ploini hu ehavi." It's really supposed to be one word, ehave nazir. He says, even if that guy is not, even if that guy turns out not to be Moshe, then nevertheless I'm going to be a nazir. So in other words, first he said I'll be a nazir if this is Moshe, and now he's changing his mind. And Toch Kedei Dibur, he's saying, you know what? Actually, even if it's not Moshe, I'm gonna be a Nazir as well. My lo niskaimud vorov. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says his words weren't fulfilled? Lo niskaimud vorov harishonim ela dvorov haachronim, means that his first words weren't fulfilled, only his last words, because it turned out that in the end he said I'm a Nazir without conditions. So then we're saying that the loy niskaimud vorov, Originally, he said that this is that only if this is Moshe, I'm going to be a Nazir. And now in the end, we're saying that if it turns out that it's not Moshe, he's also a Nazir because he said, I'm going to be a Nazir regardless. So that could still work out. So in that case, what's the chiddush in it? The chiddush is about the matter of Tosh Kere Dibur, Tosfos and the Rosh explains.
If it's Tosh Kere Dibur, then yeah.
So then the Meiri gives a different explanation. He means that he says, for example, what if he says, I'll be a Nazir on condition that this person coming over here is Moshe and it's not David. Now, what happens then? So what happens if it's neither one of them? So it's not Moshe, but it's also not David. So therefore he's going to be a Nazir. So then the only way he would not be a Nazir, but in some area he would be if it was David. And the chiddush is that his first tenai was not fulfilled, but as long as some part of his tenai was fulfilled, then fine.
This is within Basil's opinion.
The Rambam, by the way, in Pirush HaMishnayos has a different explanation. He says that what it means is that you have loy niskaimu dvarav means if afterwards he's explaining himself and says, I didn't mean to be a Nazir unless it was such and such. So maybe he explains somewhat similar to the Meiri that there was a double condition over here. Then if those words were not niskaim, so therefore he's left with his original tenai and that was fulfilled, then he is in fact going to be a Nazir. So in other words, if he said, for example, I'm a Nazir, if this is Reuven, and now it turns out that it is Reuven, and now he wants to say, yeah, but I didn't mean exactly that. I meant something slightly differently or whatever. We're going to ignore Lo Niskaimu Dvarav. We're going to ignore what he says afterwards, and we're going to stick to what he said originally. So that way you don't need to change the wording of the Mishnah either. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out on that. There you have an example of how, you know, normally we would say that Rambam's a Rishon, the Gemara is the Gemara. How is it Rambam able to argue with the Gemara and give a different explanation? He says this goes to show when you have something that's not negeya lahalacha, then yes, you're able to disagree. Rishon is able to disagree with the Gemara's understanding of words in a Mishnah as long as it doesn't affect the actual halacha. So here you have that the Gemara is offering two ways of understanding the wording in the Mishnah, and the Rambam is offering his own independent one that's not like either one of them, but that's fine because the halacha is the halacha either way. Okay, the Mishnah continues. We said if he turned around backwards, if the guy who was coming turned around backwards, so they never find out who he was in the first place. So then he's not a Nazir. And then we had Reb Shimon said that nevertheless he might be a Nazir Misafik, and therefore he should take on Mizirus for sure. So let's consider the Gemara says Taima. The reason we're saying that he's not a Nazir is only because that other guy turned around backwards. So now you have Mizirus Misafik, and therefore according to the Tanakhama, we say Stam Mizirus Lahok. So the implication is if that guy does end up coming towards them and they see in fact it is Moshe or it isn't Moshe, etc., have a Nazir, then various people in that group of six are going to be a Nazir. Well, the question is Mani. Well then who is our Mishnah like? Are you going to say that it's according to Reb Taufan, as we're going to quote in a second? Tosfos actually has an addition over here. Tosfos has the words ikabes shamai. If it's like this shamai, can't be, because even afilu hutiyo lachod of have a nozir, then he's going to be a nozir regardless, because this shamai says that nozir, that nizirus tois is nizirus. As far as this hillel, it can't be like this hillel either, Tosfos continues. Because after all, shouldn't he be a Suffolk Nazir? Shouldn't he be at least a Suffolk Nazir? Isn't there at least a Suffolk whether that guy was Shimon or not? Was Moshe or not? In other words, like this: if the guy had come, then we're saying we would find out it either is Moshe or it isn't. And then whoever is going to be a Nazir, shouldn't we assume, according to Beis Hillel, that even if the guy turned around and never came to them, that at least some of the people should be Suffolk Nazirim? So on the face of it, the Mishnah is not like this Hillel either. That's Tosfos adds that. And Ilema Reb Taufen, and you're going to say that our Mishnah is like Reb Taufen. Now, Reb Taufen, by the way, is from a later generation. I mean, he's kind of at the tail end of Bishamai Basilo. Generally, when we have a machloikus like that, where we have Bishamai Basilo, then we have other Tanoim, means the other Tanoim are arguing within the opinion of Bishamai Basilo. What do they hold? But anyway. So according to Reb Taufen, me having Nazir, how would they be? How would any of them be a Nazir anyway? Given the Beshaita, the Kanazar, lo yoda iplenu. The fact is, when he said the words Haureni Nazir, he didn't yet know whether it is Pliny of Eloy or whether it's not Pliny. Mi chola ale Nazirus, is Nazirus chal on him at all? According to Reb Taufen, you need a definite statement in order for a person to be a Nazir. V'hatanya, as in fact we learn in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meshum Reb Taufen, ein echad mehem Nazir. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Reb Taufen that that in our case of the six people, not one of them is a Nazir. L'fishal nitna Nazirus el lahafla, because Nazirus is only the expression in the pasuk by Nazir is ishki yafli, when a person declares linda neder Nazir. Reb Taufen holds that the word yafli means to clearly express it. So according to him, in other words, it has to be without any tnoyim or anything like that.
So homosecht doesn't go according to him.
So not the whole masechta, but everything that whatever we're talking about, whenever we're talking about the zeros on a tnai, yes, according to Reb Taufen, that would not work.
And the guy says that all those expressions we learned.
No, the expressions are something else. Reb Taufen is going to agree about yodos and kinuyim and whatnot. That's not a flaw in yafli, because he is expressing something that we can understand to mean nazirus. No, what we're talking about is, in other words, here, when we have something like this, which depends on a tnai, at the time when he says the words, it may be that he's accepting nazirus. It may not be. Reb Taufen says that that's not a valid acceptance of nazirus. So our Mishnah is not going to work according to Reb Taufen either. As a matter of fact, Tosfos points out that in our Mishnah we have you know what, I skipped in the Mishnah, actually I skipped a line. We said there was a line in the Mishnah, Reb Taufen had said not one of them is a Nazir, for the reason that the Gemara is discussing now, because Reb Taufen holds that Nazirus is only laugh flaw. It has to be when he says it that there's a clear thing, he either is or isn't a Nazir. So Tosfos points out, why does the Gemara have to bring a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda is quoting this from Reb Taufen? Or Mishnah alone, we see that Reb Taufen says differently. So obviously the beginning of our Mishnah is not like Reb Taufen. Tosfos says, fine, but the Gemara wanted to bring from the Braisa because the Braisa explains the reason behind it. The Mishnah just says Reb Taufen says not one of them is a Nazir. From the Mishnah, we would know Reb Taufen's reason. Then we come to the Braisa and it tells us Reb Taufen's reason, and therefore the Gemara preferred to quote the Braisa. About the word hafla, right? So the question is, so again, who is the Mishnah like? The Gusa that we have in front of us is just that the Gemara is asking that apparently our Mishnah is not like Reb Taufen, and then we have to figure out who it is. So the Mefarish says, actually, in that case, why are we mentioning specifically Reb Taufen is because he was the last Tana in the Mishnah. So we're trying to figure out, okay, well, then the earlier part of the Mishnah, who is it like? According to Tosfos, we're actually asking on all three of them, it's not like the Shammai, not like the Silla, not like Reb Taufen, and not like the part about here, sorry, the part about here, Tir Lachorim, was bothering the Gemara. We have the three Tanoim in the Mishnah. Where the guy actually comes, and it either is Moshe or isn't Moshe, then you have Bes Shammai says, regardless, all six of them are Nazirim. Bes Hillel says, only whichever one, Shiniskaimu Dvarav, as we change the wording in the Gemara, or whatever. Anyway, Reb Taufen says, not one of them is a Nazir, because he's saying over here, Nazirus needs to be far flaw. Now the Mishnah had continued here, Tia Lachorim, that guy turns around and never comes to them. So when the Mishnah is saying, Ein Nazir, so then who was that like? It's not like this Shammai, because all of them are going to be Nazirim. It's not like this Hillel, because at least they should be Suffolk Nazirim. And it's not like Reb Taufen, because he's saying none of them are Nazirim, even if the guy shows up. So who is it like? So
you know, you take a finish off Reb Taufen, but shouldn't you start and try to say, okay, let's see if it goes according to the Shabbat. Let's go.
That's what the Mefarish says. Yeah, you're right. In other words, he's saying, in effect, the Gemara could have asked about Bes Shammai and Bes Hillel as well, but it's just asking about Reb Tirfin, and then the Gemara is just going to go to the answer instead of going through all the possibilities. So Tosfos's Girsa is that you're actually adding, it can't be like Bes Shammai, and it can't be like Bes Hillel. Okay. Elo Reb Yehuda decree. The answer is that the last part of the Mishnah about Hirtiyah L'Achorav would have to be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as he expresses it in the case of the pile of grain. So in other words, we have Rabbi Yehuda was quoting from Reb Tirfin, and that's his quoting Reb Tirfin's opinion, but he himself holds differently. He himself holds that we don't say this concept of Afla, but we do say that Suffolk Mizirus L'Achorav. So Reb Tirfin would say there's no such thing as suffolk nazirus. You're either a nazir when you said it to begin with, or you're not. If there's any kind of suffolk, then the whole nazirus is not chal. Reb Yehuda is going to say somewhat differently. He's going to say there is a potential thing of suffolk nazirus, and if you find out the answer, then he will be a nazir. But all we say is until the suffolk, and as long as the suffolk is there, then he's not a nazir. So D'Tanya, we learn in a braisa.
In a way, he's right, Rabbi Yehuda, because if you compare Nazir to Korbanus, you cannot say there's a suffix Korbanus. Either you give a Korban or you don't give a Korban.
Well, no, yeah, many times, actually, when there's a suffix, you have a suffix whether you designated a certain animal as a Korban. There are cases where you have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum and use the money for another Korban. Yeah, you have tons of cases.
No. Once it's designated, of course, before it's designated, we're not talking about that. But once it's designated, there's no suffix. What's a suffix? Either you put it on the Mizbeach or you don't put it on the Mizbeach.
You can have, for example, animals get mixed up is one example of suffix. You have many sfeikas that can happen with Korbanos afterwards. You can have something happen. You're not sure whether something happened to it that would make it possible for a Korban. You're not sure whether, I mean, I guess you could say you're not sure whether this is a mum, for example. You have to wait till it develops another mum. Let's say you're not sure whether it was Nevda Baveda, whether it was used for bestiality or whatever. I don't know. You can have cases where a suffix comes up with Korban afterwards. Anyway, so the point is, again, so Reb Tirfin would say that anytime there was a suffix at the time when the Nazirus was taken on, then there's no Nazirus at all. But Rabbi Yehuda himself is saying that his own opinion is that there can be such a thing as suffix of Nazirus, but if we find out in the end the answer, then retroactively we'll say he is or he isn't a Nazir. So D'Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, if the person says, Ha'ini Nazir Amanastri Heba Kriya Zem Meyakur, he says, I'll be a Nazir on condition that there will be 100 kor in this pile of grain, V'holach Omotzeh Shenigna V'Sha'avad, and goes to measure it and finds that it was stolen or that it was lost. Reb Shimon Oyser. Reb Shimon is going to say that he's also, meaning in other words, he is a that meaning in other words, he is a nazir because suffolk nazirus lahachmir, as the Gemara is going to go on to say. Reb Yehuda matur. Reb Yehuda says he's mutter, and therefore that he's not a nazir
because
of the suffolk. Exactly right.
Someone to the top.
What?
Similar to Reb Tirfin.
Similar, but except not quite as far as Reb Tirfin, that's the thing. So Tosfos actually points out over here that Tosfos brings from a Gemara that we learned in Nedarim where the Gemara mentioned over there that this opinion of Reb Yehuda in connection with the pile. And it quotes Reb Yehuda in the name of Reb Tirfin, and really actually then the point is. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says in the Gemara over there, that really according to Rav Yehuda, he wouldn't be a Nazir even if the pile hadn't been stolen. The reason we're talking about where it was stolen is to tell us the Chiddush according to Rav Shimon, that even then, even though we have no way maybe of ever finding out, nevertheless, Rav Shimon is going to say he's a Nazir. So it comes out, in other words, that according to Rav Ashi's understanding, Rav Yehuda is saying the same as Rav Tirfin. And then saying, therefore, that he would never be a Nazir when he did it based on a condition because of a flaw. So Tosfos says, in fact, according to Rav Ashi, you would have to give a different answer than our Gemara. Namely, we had earlier in the Masechta, we had the case where a person says, I'll be a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a baby. And then we said that when she gives birth to a baby, he's a Nazir. But we said if she miscarried, then if she miscarried, then he's not a Nazir. So now our Mishnah then, in other words, at the time he made the Nazir, at the time he said Hayri Nazir, he didn't know yet whether she's going to have a baby. But nevertheless, now she did have a baby. Here, you have the case over there on your Gimel Amud Aleph. He said, when I have a baby, so what happens is we have the case over there in the Mishnah where his wife miscarried. We're not sure whether it was even a viable baby or not. The baby now has passed away, but we don't know whether he was born alive and then afterwards passed away, or whether he was born or whether he was born dead. So the Mishnah had said Einin Nazir, and then Reb Shimon had said because of the suffix, then he should say that I'm a Nazir Chayva and Nazir Nadava either way. And then you have the case over there where she gave birth to another baby. Anyway, the point is Tosfos says over here, and in fact Gurion Ashas refers to it over there, that Rav Ashi would have to understand that our Mishnah. That the Rav Ashi would have to understand that our Mishnah about her Tiyolah Chorav would be the same Tana as that Tana of the Mishnah back on your Gimel Amud Aleph, who would say therefore that even though when he declared Nazirus there was a suffix because we didn't know what's going to happen, but now that he now when we're never able to find out the facts, then he won't be a Nazir because suffix Nazirus Lahakel, so it would be according to that. What's odd though is, and Gilian Ashas or Akiva Eger points it out, is that the Gemara actually says over there that Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel was according to Rav Yehuda in the case of the pile over here, and yet Tosfos is saying over here that according to Rav Ashi it would come out that not. According to Rav Ashi, Tosfos is saying that it would come out that those are actually two different Tanoim, the Tana of the Mishnah over there, who would also be the Tana of the Mishnah over here. And separately, you would have the opinion of Rabbi Huda as far as the pile of grain, because Rav Ashi learns Rabbi Huda's opinion about the pile of grain to be equivalent to Rav Taifun's opinion. So according to Rav Ashi, so in other words, according to the Stama de Gemara over here, you have Rabbi Huda himself hold differently than Rav Taifun. He's quoting Rav Taifun, but then he has his own opinion. According to Rav Ashi, there's only one opinion of Rabbi Huda, and then therefore you have to have that all Mishnah and the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel come from a different Tana than Rabbi Huda. Anyway.
Two different
could be two opinions within Rabbi Huda, but Rav Ashi doesn't seem to be saying that. Anyway, continues the Gemara. So what happens? Why is it that in this case of the pile of grain, you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing? Rabbi Shimon Sava, Kivin de Ilula Nignav. Rabbi Shimon says, after all, if it hadn't been stolen, Dilma Havu be Mea Kor, maybe there would have been 100 Kor in it. Having Nazir, so therefore he would be a Nazir, because then for sure, because his condition came true. So fine, appointed Rabbi Taifun not, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Taifun. Hash Danami having Nazir. So therefore, even now when we don't know whether there were 100 cord in it because it was stolen, having Nazir, then he's still going to be a Nazir, Miss Suffolk, because Rabbi Shimon holds Suffolk Nazirus Lahafni. So Vahochanami, so applying that to our Mishnah over here, of your Tiyolah Chorav, when the guy turns around backwards, Kivin to E also come on, had the person come in front of him, the in and deploying Havoy, and we found out that it was Moshe or it wasn't, having Nazir, then we would say whoever said the appropriate thing would be a Nazir, Hashtanami having Nazir, then therefore Rabbi Shimon said that even in that case, each of them is going to be a Nazir, Misafik, because Safik Nazirus Lahachmir, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says the only way around it is to say that I'm taking on a Nazirus Nadava, and that way he's covered no matter what. Okay. Here's another example that involves a Safik. Throughout Shas, we have a creature called a Koi. Or some people say that the correct pronunciation is Koi, some say the correct pronunciation is Kvi. Or whatever, you have different, anyway. All over Shas, the Gemara discusses the point that there's a suffix, whether this is a chaya or a behemoth. There's a few different, the Gemara in Cholin has a couple of different definitions. Is it a min b'fnei atzma? Is it a species of its own? Or is it a crossbreed between a goat and a gazelle, where a goat is a domestic animal and a gazelle is a wild animal? And therefore the question is now, do we consider, do we go, which one do we go according to, the father or the mother? And then what it is nowadays, also nobody's sure. Some say it might be a buffalo. Some say it might be some. Well, yeah, in that case, it wouldn't be from a goat and a gazelle. Then obviously it would be like Moses says, Barium phanatsma, a species of its own. So it could be that. They have a couple of other possibilities that it can be something in the deer or the gazelle family or whatever. Anyway, whatever the case, the point is that you have a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemoth. For example, and this has implications in various areas of halacha. For example, we know the Torah says you're not allowed to eat the chelev of a behemoth, of a domestic animal, but you're allowed to eat the chelev of a wild animal. So is a person allowed to eat the chelev of a koi? So no, because of the suffix. However, a person won't get malchus or bring a korban for it because of the suffix. So now the Mishnah says, ra es a koi. What if a person sees a koi, which is, again, it's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemoth. So the Tosfos and the Rosh point out that when we're talking over here, the Mishnah is going to be describing that it's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemoth, and we're going to have various implications of that. That in turn, now again, you have these two opinions of Tanoim, whether it's beria b'fnei atzma or whether it's a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behemoth. If we say it's beria b'fnei atzma, then the case of our Mishnah would not work. Because you can't say that it's a suffix chaya, suffix behemoth. So necessarily, therefore, our Mishnah has to be following the opinion that it's suffix chaya, suffix behemoth, and therefore now because of the suffix, if people are making their naziris depend on it, then you're gonna have this issue. So the Mishnah says ro'as akoi. By the way, I saw when people were discussing again the pronunciation of it, whether it's koi or kvi or whatever, somebody wanted to say that maybe even the word koi is actually distantly related to the word cow in English. So it means, in other words, a creature that looks somewhat similar to a cow, in which case maybe it is like a buffalo or something, which is looks like a very oversized cow, and therefore, yeah.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be related to gazelle.
No, a cow itself, of course. No, that's the point. In other words, you have different opinions in the Gemara what it is, yeah. Anyway, so for Omar Harini Nozer Shazachaya, then a person says, one person says, I'm a Nozer if this is a Chaya. And the second one says, Harini Nozer Shazaini Chaya, I'll be a Nozer if this is not a Chaya. Then another one says, Harini Nozer Shazai Behema, I'm a Nozer that this is a Behema, a domestic animal. Harini Nozer Shain's a Behema. Harini Nozer Shazachaya Uvehema. Another one says, I'm a Nozer that this is a Chaya and a Behema. Harini Nozer Shain's a Loi Chaya of Loi Behema. That it's neither one. The seventh one says, Harini Nozer Shechad become Nozer. I'll be a Nozer if one of you is a Nozer. Harini Nozer Shain Echad become Nozer. I'll be a Nozer if one of you is not a Nozer. And the last one says, "Harini nazir shakulcham nazirim." I'll be a nazir if all of you are nazirim. So now, harei kolam nazirim. So now, all of them are nazirim. Misafik, because so now they're all nazirim because of the suffix. Now here, Tosfos points out, and again, annoyingly, the Tosfos on this is pointed earlier because the pointer is messed up as far as the order of Tosfos in this parak. But anyway. Tosfos explains that according to Beis Hillel, not all of them are going to be Nazirim because not all of their words were Niskayim. The answer is, Tosfos says that no, in this case, Beis Hillel would agree that they are Nazirim Misafet. Meaning, in other words, this would be a continuation of Reb Shimon's statement. Reb Shimon had said that in the case of Hirtiyah L'Achorav, where they have this guy coming and then he turned around and disappeared, then Reb Shimon says they're Nazirim Misafik. So by the same token, Reb Shimon says, even though you have the Suffolk over here, whether a Koi is a Chaya or a Behema, nevertheless, that Suffolk is enough to put Nazirus on all of them. And he says, even Beis Hillel would agree with that.
But it could be both. It could be a Chaya and a Behema.
So because it's a Suffolk Chaya, Suffolk Behema. To a certain extent, you actually have Mishnayos and Bikurim. You actually have Mishnayos and Masechta Bikurim that discuss. There are various ways, it says over there, in which a Koi has the dinim of a Chaya, various ways in which it has the dinim of a Behema, and ways in which it has the dinim of both, and ways in which it has the dinim of neither. So, for example, it has the din of a chaya. For example, that you need kisi adam, you need to cover the blood, which you wouldn't need to with a behema. In the case, it has the dinim of a behema that you can't eat its chelev. it has the dinim of both. For example, that needs to be shechted. Both chayas and behemoths need to be shechted. So regardless whether you call it a chaya or a behemoth, it still needs to be shechted. And then you have other dinim that apply apply on the idea that it's neither a chaya nor a behemoth, but sort of an independent kind of species of its own. So Tosfos says anyway
that again,
so, what.
A koi, Alexander, is it a man-made animal or is it something
if it comes from a hybrid, then the Gemara says, but Pashtus, we're talking about that a person hybridized them, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, the same thing would happen if there was a natural hybrid. If you're talking it's a berry with natsma, if you're talking about that it's a species of its own, then of course it's not man-made.
So what is it? What is it? Is it man-made or not?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it could be, depending on the different.
No, I know it does matter, but what is it? According to the definition of the Torah, what is a koi? What is it? It's man-made or it's not?
I don't understand what the question is. It could be man-made. It doesn't have to be. If you say that it's min b'fnei atzmo, that it's a species of its own, then it's like all other species. It was created at Sheshes and Ebereshes. It wasn't man-made. If you say that it's a hybrid, then that hybrid could be man-made or it could be a natural one.
But do you find a koi in nature? Do you find it in nature naturally?
If you may find them around. Whether you're going to recognize it as a koi, I don't know. But in those times, obviously they knew clearly what a koi was. They could recognize it on sight. The question just is it a chaya or is it a behema or is it both or is it neither? So Tosfos goes on to explain that. Again, Reb Shimon is going to say that the first six are the ones who said it is a chaya, it isn't a chaya, it isn't a behema, it isn't a behema, etc. are going to be nizirim misafir. As far as the other three, also even though they're saying I'll be a nazir if one of you is not, if all of you are, nevertheless they're all suffic nizirim. Then Tosfos says another way of looking at it is the last three might be Nizidim Vadai. Because once we say, when one of them says that if one of you is a Nazir, then I'll be a Nazir, well, then according to Reb Shimon, it's true. At least one of the six is definitely a Nazir. So therefore, the seventh one is going to be a Nazir Vadai. And the same thing with the other two. So in that case, all of them are nazirim. So Tosfos in short is learning that all of this would only be according to Reb Shimon. Because otherwise, what are you going to have? Is it going to be according to Beis Shammai? Of course not. The halacha is like Beis Shammai. The Mefarish, in fact, says that yes, the halacha, the Mishnah is according to Beis Shammai. So fine, you can have that. Even though we said Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we still could have a Mishnah that gives us the details like Beis Shammai. The Rambam actually does paskin on Mishnah, which means and since we don't paskin like Reb Shimon that suffik nazirus lahakol, evidently the Rambam understands that in this case, because of the intrinsic suffik in a koi, whether it's a chaya or a behema, so we're not even talking nazirus misuffik, there's a certain certainty in what they're saying. In other words, the Rambam phrases it that, for example, because a koi lahalacha, in other words, the Rambam says, unlike in the case where we had before, where the six people are walking and they see somebody coming, it's an objective fact. The guy either is Moshe or isn't Moshe. Here, on the other hand, it's not the question is not really the objective fact. The question is the halacha. Does halacha consider this creature a chaya? Does it consider a behema or both or neither? So there's a certain truth to what each of the six of them is saying, and therefore the result is that even the last three. So the result is that all nine of them wind up becoming nazir. So the Gemara says, Toni Choda Tisha Nizirim, one Braisa says regarding our Mishnah that what we mean is there's going to end up being nine Nizirim as a result of this. Vitanya Idach, on the other hand, a different Braisa says Tisha Niziru Yos, nine terms of Nizirus. In other words, you can have a scenario where one person says all of these things in the Mishnah. So first he says, I'll be a Nazir if this is a Chaya. Then he says, I'll be a Nazir if this is not a Chaya, and so on and so forth. So we would say, because there's a certain truth to all those things, or according to Tosfos, because there's a possible truth to all those things because of the suffix, therefore the result is that he's taken on one term of Nazirus after another.
Six, seven, eight.
So therefore we'd be altogether nine. So the Gemara asks, Bishlema Tisha Nazirin, I understand how you can have nine Nazirim. a gavret fee, the it piss for is the ozobe, because you have a lot of people and each one is making his thing dependent on what the previous one said. In other words, after the first six said that it is a chaya, that it isn't a chaya, that it is a behemoth, that it isn't a behemoth, that it's both a chaya and a behemoth, that it's neither a chaya or a behemoth. Now comes the seventh one and says, I'm a nazir, she'echad become nazir. If one of you so far, of you six is a nazir, then I'm a nazir. So fine, easy enough to find that. And the same way, the eighth one says, I'll be a nazir if one of you is not a nazir. And the ninth one says, I'll be a nazir if all of you are nazir. So that scenario is easy enough to understand. Elatation is Zeruyas, Lachad Gabra, Hechemesh Kachasla. But what's the case where you would have nine with the same person? Six is easy enough to find, as we learned in the Mishnah. In other words, again, the same person says, I'll be a nazir if this is a chaya. Then a minute later, he says, I'll be a nazir if this is not a chaya. I'll be a nazir if this is a behemah, if it's not a behemah, etc. So altogether, he's accepted six. But where are you going to have the other three? He himself can't be saying to himself, I'll be a nazir if one of you is a nazir, if one of you is not a nazir. Who is he speaking to? So with a person himself, how are you going to have more than six? The answer is Omar of Sheshes going to Omar. The case of the Mishnah would be that he sees nine people have done this. And now we're saying all nine of them may be Nazirim. He may be saying, Hayoni Nazir, Nazirus HaKol Alai. What if he says, now at this point, I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm accepting Nazirus equal to all of you. So now he has, again, nine terms of Nazirus. So according to Tosfos, it'll be again according to Reb Shimon, Misafik, and then he's going to have to say that I need to take on nine Nazirus Nedava to be on the safe side. And according to the Rambam, you don't need that. According to the Rambam, just was saying that according to the Rambam, you would just say that no, it means that he's accepted on himself nine Nazirus Vadois, because again, there is something in a Koi that is considered a Chaya and something that is considered a Behema, and so on and so forth. There's other explanations as well. The Mefarish in fact learns that what we're talking about is that first of all he says that our Mishnah would be according to Beshillel as well, that what Suffolk is different. Beshillel is going to hold that Hekdesh Tos and Nazirus Tos are not Chal, but Suffolk Nazirus would, according to everybody except from Tarifim, he said. But in any case, what we're talking about over here then is this last person, this tenth person, is saying that he first accepted it on himself in six ways. He said if it is a chaya, if it isn't a chaya, etc., going through the six possibilities. Then he said there's three more. He said whether it's a chaya or whether it's not a chaya, then I'm a nazir. Whether it's a behema, whether it's not a behema, and whether it's a behema and a chaya or not a behema and a chaya, then therefore he has nine nazirus on himself. So that's another way of him. Reaching nine nazirus. So again, the Braise is saying not only do you have this scenario, could happen with nine different people, it could even happen with one person who accepts on himself nine different terms of Nazirus, and that will be Chal, and he is in fact going to be, again, according to Tosfos, all of those nine are going to be Mesafik, according to Tosfos, and according to the Mefarish, all nine of those are going to be Mesafik, according to the Rambam, they would all be Vaday. And therefore, that's it. Then he's going to be doing Nazirus nine times for 30 days each, and bring nine sets of korbanos. Hadron alach beis Shammai. Okay.